The intro you just heard, in case you're not familiar with it, was Bring On The Night by The Police. Written by the band's bassist and vocalist Sting, the song appeared as the fourth track on the band's second studio album, Regatta de Blanc, in 1979. The song was only released as an album track in Britain, but was released as a single in the United States, Germany and France in November 1979. The single managed to hit number 6 in France, with the B-side being Roxanne. However, the song did not make it into the charts in the US and Germany. The song was also featured as the title track on Sting's live solo album. This episode is about songs with the word night in the title, and is not a rankings list, but a collection of interesting tidbits about songs in this category. I've been strict on the wording, so they're all night, not tonight, midnight, or even night train. Sorry, Guns N' Roses fans. Let's start with one of my favourite night songs that I consider to be highly underrated. Bryan Adams, Heat of the Night. Was written by Bryan Adams and his songwriting partner, Jim Vallance. The song became the most successful song from Adams' album, Into the Fire, in 1987. It was released as the first single and reached number 6 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the US Mainstream Rock Tracks chart. I consider this to be one of his finest tunes, and I don't feel it ranks highly enough in his history of hits. Next up, I'm going to bundle together three great Australian bands, AC/DC, Cold Chisel and Little River Band. I couldn't go past including AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long from the album Back in Black. It reached number 35 on the USA's Top 100 Singles chart in 1980. The single was re-released internationally in 1986, following the release of the album Who Made Who. Interestingly, there have been several claims made over decades that at least some parts of the lyrics to the song were written by the late Bon Scott. Cold Chisel's Saturday Night was a 1984 single, the second release from the album 20th Century, and the first to be issued after the band's official breakup. The vocals are shared between Ian Moss and Jimmy Barnes. It just missed out on becoming the band's third top 10 single, stalling at number 11 on the Australian chart for 2 weeks, but it remains one of Cold Chisel's highest charting songs. The album track features ambient noise recorded in King's Cross, including the sound of motorbikes, strip club spruikers and crowds of drunks recorded by author Don Walker on a portable stereo. Also recorded are Walker's favourite busker and a snippet of Dragon's song Rain. This version appears on their later Greatest Hits album, and is most frequently played on radio. The original single version omits the street sounds. Although Walker was unhappy with many of the songs from the 20th Century album, he later said he was particularly pleased with the production on Saturday Night, which he was mostly responsible for. Little River Band's The Night Hours was released in 1981 as the first single from their album Time Exposure. It is the first song to feature then-new bassist Wayne Nelson on vocals. The song peaked at number 18 in Australia. It fared better on the US Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 6. A famous, possibly infamous song, is the Rolling Stones track Let's Spend the Night Together. Written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and released in the United Kingdom as a single on the 13th of January 1967, Let's Spend the Night Together reached number 3 on the UK singles chart as a double A-side with Ruby Tuesday. The song has been covered by various artists, including David Bowie in 1973. On their The Ed Sullivan Show appearance of January 15, 1967, the band was initially refused permission to perform the number. Sullivan himself even told Jagger, "Either the song goes or you go." A compromise was reached to substitute the words "Let's spend some time together" in place of "Let's spend the night together." Jagger agreed to change the lyrics, but ostentatiously rolled his eyes at the TV camera while singing them, as did Bill Wyman. As a result of this incident, Sullivan announced that the Rolling Stones would be banned from performing on his show again. However, the Stones did appear on the show again and perform three songs on the 23rd of November 1969. In April 2006, for their first ever performance in China, authorities prohibited the group from performing the song due to its suggestive lyrics. A hit from Van Halen that has more of a commercial pop-slash-dance element to it than the majority of their catalogue is Dance the Night Away, the second song from their 1979 album Van Halen 2. While the rest of the songs from this album had existed in various forms since their days doing demos and playing clubs, this song was possibly the only song written during the recording sessions for the album. The band members reportedly conceived the song during the recording sessions while they were standing in a circle humming to each other. It was inspired by Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. Eddie Van Halen purposely left a guitar solo out of the final version of the song, replacing it instead with a riff of tap harmonics. David Lee Roth originally wanted to call the song Dance Lolita Dance, but Eddie Van Halen convinced him that Dance the Night Away was more suitable, and the chorus was changed to reflect that. Dance the Night Away was Van Halen's first top 20 US hit, peaking at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. Another personal favourite that was well and truly eclipsed by the other hits from the same album in Here I Go Again and Is This Love is Whitesnake's Still of the Night. It was released as the first single from their self-titled 1987 album. It reached number 16 in the UK, number 18 on the US Mainstream Rock Tracks chart, and number 79 on the Billboard Hot 100 when it was released on the 9th of March 1987. In 2009, the track was named the 27th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. Initially, the role of the Whitesnake woman in the famous videos for these tracks was planned for the pre-fame Claudia Schiffer. But the night before the shoot, the plan fell apart. As such, director Marty Colner called lead singer David Coverdale to discuss changes to the storyboards, but seeing the attractiveness of Coverdale's girlfriend, who later became his wife, Tawny Catane, she was chosen to play the role. Tawny passed away on May 7 at the age of 59. An award-winning night song is Pat Benatar's Shadows of the Night. The song was composed by D.L. Byron explicitly for the 1980 film Times Square, which tells the story of two young runaways in New York City. But it did not make it into the movie, and Byron's own record label rejected it, claiming the song wasn't commercial enough. Two versions were released before the most famous version by Pat Benatar. It came out in September 1982 as the lead single from her fourth studio album, Get Nervous. Benatar's recording reached number 3 on the US Mainstream Rock Tracks chart, the top 15 on the US Hot 100 and in Canada, and the top 20 in Australia. Shadows of the Night garnered Benatar her third Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance in 1983. I couldn't have a podcast titled Night Songs without including the track Night Songs by Cinderella, the title track from their debut studio album released in June 1986. The Night Songs album sold several million copies due to a combination of Cinderella's breakthrough single Nobody's Fool, MTV Airplay, and an opening slot on label mates Bon Jovi's tour in support of their album Slippery When Wet. The album peaked at number 3 on the US charts on February 7, 1987, and was certified double platinum for shipping 2 million copies there 12 days later. In May 1991, it was certified triple platinum, having shipped 3 million copies. The Strokes were lucky that the late, great Tom Petty didn't slap them with a plagiarism suit for their tune Last Night, released on October 23, 2001, as the second single from their debut album Is This It. The song's opening guitar riff and overall structure is based on American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. In a 2006 interview with Rolling Stone, Petty commented, "The Strokes took American Girl. There was an interview that took place with them where they actually admitted it. That made me laugh out loud. I was like, okay, good for you, it doesn't bother me." The Strokes were actually invited to be the opening act for several dates on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' 2006 tour. The single was the group's first to enter the American charts, reaching the top 5 on the US Modern Rock Tracks chart in late 2001. Meanwhile, the single obtained some success in the UK, peaking at number 14 on the UK singles chart. It's since been ranked highly in music magazine lists for 100 Greatest Guitar Tracks, 50 Greatest Tracks of the Decade, 50 Greatest Indie Anthems Ever, 50 Best Songs of the Decade, 150 best tracks of the past 15 years, and the 500 greatest songs of all time. Phew! I made two exceptions in a way to use of the word night by allowing Last Night, which spells the word night, N-I-T-E, and this very famous song that does the same thing, Kiss, with Rock and Roll All Night. It was originally released on their 1975 album Dressed to Kill, and the studio version of the song peaked at number 69 on the Billboard Singles Chart, beating the result of the band's previous charting single, Kissin' Time, which was number 89. A subsequent live version, released as a single in October 1975, eventually reached number 12 in early 1976, the first of six top 20 US songs for Kiss in the 1970s. Rock and Roll All Night became Kiss's signature song and has served as the group's closing concert number in almost every concert since 1976. In 2008, it was named the 16th greatest hard rock song of all time by VH1. On a personal note, it is my favourite song of all time. Kiss happens to love the word night in their song titles, and their catalogue features Thief in the Night, Thrills in the Night, King of the Nighttime World, All Night, Turn on the Night, Crazy Crazy Nights, as well as Tomorrow and Tonight, and I'm a Legend Tonight. One track that I don't feel receives the acclaim it deserves is Creatures of the Night, which was released as the first single from their 1982 album of the same name. It was only released as a single in the UK, where it reached number 34. The song was written by Paul Stanley and Adam Mitchell. It is not clear who played what on the track, but apparently it is assumed that the bass was not played by Gene Simmons, but Mike Porcaro of Toto fame. Lead guitar on this track was played by Steve Farris, who would go on to be the lead guitarist of the 1980s pop rock group Mr. Mister, who had the hit songs Broken Wings and Kyrie. Now, I believe Kiss has the most songs with Night in the title, just, but if you know of someone who tops this amount, or that of the artists I'm about to mention, let me know at the website, therockcurator.com. Kiss, with the titles mentioned above, has seven songs with night, one with nights, plural, and two tonights. Running them a close second is Bruce Springsteen with seven songs with night and one tonight. One of these is simply called Night. Not far behind the boss is the Rolling Stones with four songs with night, one tonight and one midnight. I hope you have enjoyed this journey into Songs of the Night. As this episode is being released right at the midway point of the year, the next episode will be a summary of the rock year to date and what we can all expect to look forward to in the second half of 2021. I look forward to joining you then.